Well, Bendigo Senior Secondary College Year 12 student Sol Musk has won first place in the fiction category of an Australia-wide writing prize for the portrayal of a young marsupial's life. And Sol joins us this morning on the Wake Up Call. Sol, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so it must have been a great thrill.
Yes, it was. It was a bit of a shock, but I was very happy. Yeah.
Now, I heard that. Well, you say it was a bit of a shock. Did you forgot you actually put it in? Is that the story?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I submitted it, I think, back in maybe early July, and then I completely forgot about it and had moved on to other things. And then I received an email, and I was like, that said that I'd been shortlisted. And I was like, oh, surely this isn't for me. This is a mistake. But it was for me. So that was pretty funny.
Fantastic. Now, it's My Mother Wanda is the book. Tell us about the premise of the story.
Well, the story's actually inspired by another collection of short stories that we read at school, which is about looking at human conflict from the perspective of an animal. So it was actually a school task, and we were required to pick our own conflict in human history and then pick an animal and tell the story through the lens of that animal. So, and because it was a creative piece, you could choose whatever you wanted, and I chose that.
Right. Yeah. So Wanda is the mum of a little wallaby.
Yeah.
And so tell us about the story a bit.
Well, in the story, it's set at the site of the Jabwarung sacred birthing trees in Ararat, and it revolves around those trees, and it tells the life of a wallaby from the wallaby is reflecting on her birth, and then living alone, and then the moments leading up to her death, and she kind of comes back to the trees throughout her life, and they act as a kind of like a safe place for her in amongst all the terror of the cutting down of the trees and the effects on the land around her.
God, sounds like I need a tissue to start with there.
Yeah, it's a bit sad, yeah.
But sounds lovely. How did you go through the process of thinking what a wallaby might see?
Well, I had to do a bit of research to create the tone, I guess, of the story.
Yeah.
And I actually based a bit of it off the work of the first Indigenous poet to ever get a book published. Her name's Ujuru Noonuckle, or Kath Walker is her other name. So I used that to kind of create a tone, and in researching about the wallaby, I discovered that they're quite a solitary animal, the species that I wrote on. So they like to live in solitude, so I used that as a major theme in my story to kind of help in narrating her life.
Yeah. Now, the trees that you're talking about too, in 2018-19, they were surrounded by controversy. Protesters stood against state government plans to remove them. Was that sort of part of the thinking behind it as well? Was that an influence in terms of why you chose that premise?
Yeah, definitely. I became aware of it last year, and I was reading about it, and I tried to protest as much as I could from being at home, but a lot of people went to the location and camped there. So, yeah, I think it's very important to keep thinking about it, despite the fact that it's not in the news anymore. And I suppose I use my story as a mechanism to do that.
So is writing something that you think holds a future for you?
I don't know. After this recent competition and winning this competition, I've definitely thought about it more, but I hadn't actually considered it as a proper career up until now, but I do really enjoy it, and I won't stop. I will keep going.
Yeah. And is there anywhere that the story is published that people can read it?
I think so. I think through the it's definitely available to read on the Hatchet website.
Okay.
But through winning the prize, it's going to be published in a journal. I'm not sure when that's available, but it's definitely published there, but there's a link to it on the Hatchet website to read.
Terrific. Well, listen, congratulations. Lovely to chat to you, and sounds a fascinating story.
You.
And I'll certainly be going onto that website to have a look at it and read of it as well. So, Sol, thanks so
That's
much
great.
For being a part of it this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
Good on you. It's Sol Musk. Sounds great, doesn't it? And that is the 2020 Hatchet Australia Prize for Young Writers in Fiction is what she won. And that's where you can check it out on the website there.